I realize that there is a certain amount of ballots that are not voted each election, but this time, how will you know why a particular ballot is not voted? I mean, will you be able to tell if it's because of a delay in receiving the ballot in the mail?
Well, the only way we know that is what ballots that show up after Election Day, because anything that shows up from the post office after Election Day, because we don't have postmarks in Colorado, your ballot has to be, except for very extenuating circumstances, has to be in the county's clerk's hands by 7 o'clock on Election Day. And if it shows up in the mail on Wednesday, then those are past the close of the polls, and those don't get counted. But people who have mail-in ballots can drop their ballot off at any drop-off box location across the state. So they don't have to drop it off if they live in Garfield County in one of our drop boxes or at one of our vote centers. Say a kid is going to school at CSU and requested that we mail their ballot there for them to vote. There will be a 24/7 ballot box at a vote center on campus, and you know, they wait until Election Day to vote their ballot. They can, you know, take their ballot envelope, you know, with their signature on it, over to the campus location, drop it off, and those counties will notify us. We have a secure website that we send scans through about whose ballots they've received, and then they will send them by overnight mail to us, so we'll have them within the next day or two.
You know, national concerns also include a risk of the post office not getting mail-in ballots to voters on time, plus other concerns about how cuts at the post office will hinder the election. Are you concerned about those in Garfield County?
No, we have a very, very good relationship with the Postal Service here in Colorado. We have someone who works for the Secretary of State's office who has a direct contact with the person at the post office who's in charge of all the political mailing for Colorado and Wyoming. We've been having bi-monthly webinars with her for the last 2 or 3 months. After the ballots go out, we'll have weekly calls, and if different counties and areas are experiencing issues with mail being delivered, she will look directly into it and try to figure out what's happening. The thing is that if voters do not have their ballot by October 19th, they can always request over the phone a new ballot to be mailed, or early voting starts on October 19th at the two early voting sites here in Glenwood and in Rifle, and they can come obtain a ballot in person and vote it. So, you know, there's really, I don't think the post office, with the way we vote, is going to have a whole lot of effect on people getting their ballots in Colorado.